All right, folks, what is going on with stimulus on this Friday afternoon? Well, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer has recessed the House floor until 5 p.m. today. Nothing is going on the House floor right now. Why? Because Congress is feverishly trying to get this done today, government funding and stimulus. Will it happen? I don't know. I don't think so. Bad news is that number two Republican in the Senate, John Thune, said that after he left Mitch McConnell's office this afternoon, that he, Thune, doesn't believe there will be a COVID deal today and thinks this may even drag on into next week. But they're pushing for it. And remember, if at least a stopgap measure doesn't get done by today, passed by both houses, signed into law by the president by midnight, the government will shut down. Thune was even kind of negative about a stopgap because he said, well, look, anyone senator can shut that down to force us to take action. I'm thinking in particular maybe somebody like Bernie Sanders or Josh Hawley. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told members of the House to keep their schedule free for the next few days to pass government funding and COVID-19 relief. So yes, they are pushing to get something done today, but there is this kind of reasonable expectation that they will not be able to and will need more time over the weekend and even into early next week, the week of Christmas. Pelosi and McConnell, who both received doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine today, as did Mike Pence, by the way, Pelosi and McConnell spoke at approximately 1 p.m. Eastern time today and agreed that their staff needs to close out the agreements in the next 3 to 4 hours. This is why Nancy Pelosi postponed her morning press conference to 2 p.m. Eastern today and has now postponed it again. That is why the House floor was shut down. Now, Pelosi and McConnell said, okay, let's put this all together in the next 3 or 4 hours, but obviously that's an incredibly short timeline to get something like this done with all the remaining outstanding items. Probably not going to happen, especially with this new elephant in the room, like I told you in my video this morning, which is Republican Senator Pat Toomey pursuing a scale back of the Federal Reserve lending facilities. Mnuchin, a few weeks ago, said he would shut down these programs by the end of the year. He asked the Fed for the money back. We covered this in detail previously here on the channel, but now what Toomey wants to do is go further than that by preventing the Fed from restarting these lending programs next year if they feel it's needed. Democrats believe this would take away some levers that could be used when Biden takes office to inject more credit into the economy if need be. Democrats are saying that what Toomey and Republicans want to do here in terms of limiting the Federal Reserve's emergency lending facilities is too broad. They are calling it an extreme demand and a poison pill, and they are in fact blaming this issue for delaying a final stimulus deal being reached today. I think part of this here is that one of these lending facilities is intended for state and local governments to essentially borrow money, and Dems feel that, well, if they're giving up that big top line on state and local, they at least have to fight for this. House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters and House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal today issued a joint statement saying, Senate Republicans are now holding up the entire package over this unacceptable provision designed to sabotage the economic recovery under the Biden administration. Senator Toomey shot back with a statement of his own, claiming that the language that he's seeking and that Republicans are seeking here with respect to the Federal Reserve affects a very narrow universe of lending facilities and is emphatically not a broad overhaul of the Federal Reserve's Emergency Lending Authority. It's pretty tough to say who's right right now or even what exactly they're thinking here in details without seeing actual language of a bill, right? But this has turned out to be a major sticking point so far. Also, in Republicans' continued attempt to whittle down unemployment benefits in the next relief bill, remember, they already want to slash it to as little as 10 weeks potentially. We'll see how successful the Dems are at pushing back on that. But there's also a new report going around that Republicans are trying to include language to make the unemployment benefits fade out gradually. I don't have any more details there that potentially could be interpreted as, oh, okay, you get $300 a week, sure, beginning in January, but based on metrics or something like that, you know, this payment will be reduced over X numbers of weeks, or maybe based on nothing, it'll just automatically reduce. I don't know, but that's what we're hearing. It's really down to the wire here. Will we see a government shutdown? I hope not. Both House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, top Republican in the House, and Steny Hoyer, number two Democrat in the House, they have expressed that they do not want to see a shutdown. And Steny Hoyer said, we're going to keep the government open. That said, experts are saying that a shutdown that only lasts over the weekend would not be a huge deal, but if a shutdown lasts into Monday, which is obviously a working day, that would be more problematic. There is a minority of members of Congress who feel that by not passing a stopgap measure, for a few days to keep the government funded, that puts pressure on Congress to actually make a deal and get something done, and not just giving themselves, you know, another few days for an extension to get something done. However, it seems the top brass here doesn't feel that way, and they want to avoid a shutdown if possible, even if that means passing another stopgap measure, a mini continuing resolution to keep the government funded at current levels for another few days. However, John Thune was kind of pessimistic even about that. Now, like I told you this morning, Mitch McConnell said he's feeling more optimistic now than he even felt last night, and that he and the Senate will be here until an agreement is passed, whenever that may be. And of course, out in left field, we still have Josh Hawley calling for $1,200 stimulus checks along with Bernie Sanders. Today, Hawley was on the Senate floor calling for $1,200 stimulus and also claiming that all these negotiations are beginning to reach the point of absurdity. He implied that the top members of Congress are not being forthright with what they're planning. He said it's time for leadership to put on the table what they've got, and it's time for them to brief members on what they've got. So it sounds like the senator here, Josh Hawley, junior senator from Missouri, he feels like he's just as in the dark on what's going on right now in the back rooms as you and I are right now. That is the update for now. Prospects of a deal finishing up today are looking slimmer and slimmer by the hour, folks, but I will do my best to keep you informed on what's going on. That is my update for now. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.